Pacing the circular chamber, Cain saw a shaft of cool golden sunlight fall directly on one of the ornamented stones, highlighting its confusing swirling glyphs. He approached it, seeing that the surface was worn and smooth where an inestimable number of hands had been laid against it over inestimable eons. He reached out for the stone, the sun highlighting its design. As his fingers brushed the deep cuts, a low, sweet, mocking laugh came out of the shadows of the passage. Before he could turn, the harp sang. A storm of sensation caught him, wrapped him in layers of invisible flame. He felt as if he were being shaken until all the pieces of himself were scattered over the gulfs of infinity. A great dark hand clamped on Cain's brain. The breath tore out of his lungs. A sense of suffocation overtook him. His body expanded enormously, his head in the clouds, his feet at the bottom of a chasm. Fan's voice came like a sibilant, delighted whisper in a vast cave.
Ah, now it begins. Now he will remember.
The harp thrummed, but Cain felt no pain. He had passed beyond all sensation. He relived his life, from newborn infant up through the years, reviewing, re-experiencing, re-knowing every detail of his existence, retracing his route from the present to the past. His training in the Magistrate Division loomed up, then his childhood flickered past. He remembered his little flat in the high-towered enclaves of Cobaltville. He remembered where he had died, near Sleeve Fuad, and how he had bound himself to a tall pillar stone so that he might die standing up and not lying down. He remembered the battle with the Firbolgs, aboard a flagship of their invasion fleet. He threw his rope, the grapnel hooking into the wooden rail, and he climbed swiftly onto the deck. He saw Fan's naked body bound to the mast with thin, cruelly knotted cords. She saw him, and her mouth opened.
Behind you, Cain!
Whirling, he faced a wiry little Firbolg and drove the butt of Gay Bolg into his face. Then he bounded across the deck, engaged two warriors with only his spear. It was a mad whirl of a struggle, hewing at snarling faces that wavered out of the night, slapping down sword thrusts and stabbing for the guts of the enemy. Men fell, and others took their places. He slashed and thrust, feeling the blade of Gay Bolg sink in. And he roared the war cry of his clan, the battle scream of the Ulstermen.